Welcome to the Simon Lovell Show. Join me on my personal journey as I take you through the highs, lows, and lessons of entrepreneurship with the people I meet along the way so you can create a life that you love to help others. I believe anyone can create true transformation, be more connected, and improve their relationships if they are truly committed to change. From hitting rock bottom in my personal life with huge debt, addictions, and self-sabotage, to turning around and building a multi-million dollar company changing lives, now it's my mission to help you reach your true potential. Hey guys, welcome to the Simon Lovell Show, and wow, this is going to be an interesting one today. You may have listened to Momentum Monday, where the theme was letting go. And I am recording this walking outside at the True Transformation Ranch, the 1.5-acre property, which I moved into about 8 months ago. And this is going to be one of the very last episodes that I do here. And here's why. About a week ago, just over a week ago, I decided to spend a few days with a very well-known transformational comedian named Kyle Cease. And this had just came off of the back of another event that I was at with some millionaires and billionaires. And so I went into this event and this intimate time with Kyle Cease, really not knowing what was going to happen. And you know, I love Kyle because, you know, his journey is, you know, starting off as a comedian, being like a Comedy Central comedian who has been in movies, and he's decided to let that go to pursue a new career and a new focus, which is actually combining comedy and transformation. And I really resonated with his content and how his content really flows, and he's just really tapped in, and he's super funny. And if you haven't checked out his stuff, head to kylecease.com. And so I was fortunate enough to be invited to spend 3 days with three other people and Kyle in Los Angeles. And just went in with an open mind, not really knowing what was going to happen. Now, my perception was going to be that I would come up with, you know, maybe a new strategy, a new goal and view for the things that I wanted to do in 2018 for my business in terms of growth and ascension and, you know, kind of scaling up. And what was really interesting was that on day, actually before day one, when I actually went to dinner with a couple of the other participants, the synchronicities started to happen. One of the things I've been talking about a lot recently is Jim Carrey and his story with the documentary Jim and Andy, and how Jim, you know, has gone through this enlightenment and ascension, and a lot of people think he's crazy, but really what he is talked about is that he had to reach a certain level of success to realize that it's actually not what he wanted. And, you know, Jim Carrey is actually a character that he played. And so his journey and his enlightenment and his growth really resonated with me. And I arrived on the night before the first day, and I was having a conversation at dinner, and it turns out that one of the amazing ladies there actually lives next door to Jim Carrey and does yoga outside of his house. And I was like, wow, some crazy stuff is going on right here. And if you're into spiritual growth and you're into personal development, you would have already started to notice that really strange things happen at weird timings. And it's my belief now that these things really don't happen by coincidence, and things are put in place for us for a reason. And if we listen to the signs, if we listen to our inner voice, and we don't have fear, and we do step forward from that place of, you know what, this is this feels right to me, then we can move further and closer towards fulfillment, happiness, and a much deeper journey into the space which we are living in, and have opportunity to grow. So it's day one, and working with Kyle. And actually, I really don't remember much of day one, apart from listening and talking. And it spent a lot of time. You know, there was time in meditation, and there was time in just explaining our current situation. And it was on day two that I had talked about Fitpreneurs as my company. And for many of you listening, you may not or not know that I run a company called Fitpreneurs, and it serves personal trainers and it serves nutrition experts to grow their gym or their personal training business. And for many, many years now, when I started off as Simon Lovell Fitness Business Mentor and then grew Fitpreneurs, which started off as a podcast, I have helped many people grow their businesses, double, triple their income in a very short period of time, and change out of the life situation that they're in. And I've got many, many case studies, and you can go onto the website and still see all of that. And that has come from the fact that, you know, I spent many years as a personal trainer. If you listen to episode one, you would have heard the story of me throughout my growth, you know, starting off as a personal trainer, the lunchbox diet being released in 2009, and me going through those difficult times and drugs and gambling and all of that. And, you know, Fitpreneurs came from the skill set that I developed as a personal trainer, building information products, producing, six-figure businesses with digital products like Paleo in a Box and these other things. So this company really came from, that version of Simon. Now, since then, I've grown a lot. I've really invested in myself. I've gone deep. I've really, immersed myself in growing as a person. And, over the past year, I have felt a bit of unease around the business. And I couldn't pinpoint why. And it was on day two that I brought up to Carl, around this topic, and it suddenly dawned on me that, maybe it was time for me to let Fitpreneurs go as a brand. And, it even makes my heart thump a little to say that. And it's not that I don't want to work with personal trainers, and it's not that I don't want to work with nutrition experts. It's that brand that I have developed was based on an old identity version of myself that by definition is going to attract a certain person. And I'll be honest with you, not all personal trainers are evolved at the same level to where I am and who are the types of people that I would like to attract. I mean, if I'm being brutally honest, then I think that the industry has so many challenges, and I've grown so spiritually, and I talk about so many different things like meditation and personal growth and so many words that I speak now that come from my vocabulary don't even resonate with much of the audience that the fitpreneur or, fitness community resonate with. Because if we look at levels of consciousness and we look at how we evolve, the natural flow of what I talk about just is not hitting that. And as much as I can market and sell and position a marketing campaign to that audience to offer a program, which still gets amazing results and really changes people's lives, it's not where I am now as a person. And so on day two, I made a decision to stop marketing Fitpreneurs and to adjust the positioning of of that business. And I just want to say this, which is, if you are listening to this and you are in the mode of personal growth and evolution of yourself and massively growing, then you will notice, you're going to notice that some things that you created previously start to feel off. I actually remember this when I was doing the lunchbox diet. I'd been working on this business and it was generating money. And I'll tell you a story. I had created the lunchbox diet from nothing. It turned into a six-figure book deal with HarperCollins. And it got to this point where I was growing, and then suddenly I would not want to write blogs, and it would be effort for me. And it just felt like a bit of a weight. And when I came to the turning point of moving into a new business, I had this email list. It was about 20 to 25,000 women on that email list. And I had a decision. I could continue to write emails which weren't coming from the right place, that weren't fully, you know, me giving my all from my heart and my soul and really serving that audience. Or I could sell the email list to possibly someone who's going to sell that audience shit that they don't need or want, but maybe they can market it well. And I wasn't willing to do that. And so, much to the shock of some people, I actually deleted that whole email list. I didn't sell it. I didn't continue to do anything with it because I just wanted to let it go, because I didn't want to have that drain, and I didn't want it to be in the wrong hands, you know? And so some of the most difficult decisions that we sometimes make are the best thing for our own personal growth, and also the best thing for the audience. Now, I'm going to continue to work with the clients that we have at Fitpreneurs because they are the right fit and they're amazing clients. And I'm going to continue to take on clients as personal trainers and as nutrition experts who are at the point in which they have developed to the point where they do resonate with personal development and meditation and spiritual growth and understanding that fitness needs to encompass mindset and nutrition and multiple different things in order to get transformation. I think that for much of the fitness industry, there has been for a very long time such a strong focus without the importance of emotional fitness and what is required of work on the mind to be able to grow so that we have a deeper sense of self-worth. Because as a personal trainer, back in 2005 when I qualified and when I certified, I became a personal trainer to increase my confidence. But deep down, there was a little boy there that really, while he had muscles and while he was training in the gym to be fit and to lift weights and to you know, build a great physical shell, there was so much work. There was so much work that needed to happen beneath that in terms of my thoughts and my beliefs and who I was as a man. And that couldn't happen just from lifting weights. Now, from lifting weights, yes, I increased my confidence. When I looked in the mirror, I was a different physical being, but I still had the emotional challenges going on. I still had the addictions. I was still, you know, in a lot of self-sabotage. And what really shifted me to the next level was when I started to work on my mind, when I started to meditate, when I started to invest in myself and really started to change the way that I thought. And that came from having to remove toxicity from my life. It came from spending a lot of time in meditation and spending 3 days here and weeks here in retreats and understanding myself and going deep within the areas that most people don't want to go into. You know, it's my firm belief that if you know, and what I would like to see of the fitness industry is that people would go into a gym and sign up, and, you know, for maybe, at least a week, they would go through an onboarding process to really find out what is happening in the mind of that person, so that when they go through their fitness program, in parallel with that, they're also learning about who they are and why they continue to go into cycles of continuing to go from diet to diet and not stick with something, which comes from discipline, which comes from the mind, which comes from our thoughts, our belief system, our identity, who we are and who we believe we are at our core, and ultimately the self-love that comes from reconnecting with family members, which is difficult, which is scary, which comes from like having to really think about what happened previously in my life where I felt abandoned, or I don't feel good enough, or this is why I compare myself to other people. And so I want to create a new breed of true transformation personal trainers that don't just focus on fitness, that really understand that when someone comes to you to lose weight, what they're really saying is, I've got something much deeper that needs to be dealt with, which is my emotional fitness, which is how I show up in the world, which is my own self-worth, which is going to lead to a higher paid job, which is going to lead to me setting stronger boundaries in relationships. And while I want to lose weight, it's really a bigger sign often of a deeper emotional strengthening that needs to happen. And so this is just about rebranding to something which is wider than fitness. And I love to keep fit myself. Right now I work out at CrossFit Invictus, which is well known for training a lot of the CrossFit Games athletes. And while a lot of people have strong opinions around different things, that's what I do right now. So it's not that I don't love to get fit. It's just that as I've grown as a man, I understand that true transformation comes from far more than going into the gym and lifting weights. And this is just for me and my journey. So that was one of the decisions that I made. And again, I'll say it's not an easy decision, but it's the right decision. And on day three, Kyle was working with another person at the event, and there was a discussion going on there. The lady there was talking about how she has, you know, $1 million in the bank, and she's, you know, she's got this money, and, you know, she's not having the fun time that she could. She's amazing at what she does, and she helps change so many lives, but there's, you know, a big part of her that needs to go and enjoy what she's already created. And this kind of stirred a little bit up within me. And I, just before lunch, I said to Kyle, I feel like I'm going to have a big breakthrough after lunch. And that created a bit of intrigue. And after lunch, he said, okay, so what's going on? And I brought up the True Transformation Ranch, this 1.5-acre property, and the Ferrari that I have, and the multiple Ferraris that I've gotten through some of my goals and some of those things. And one of the things which is I've been endeared towards is someone who in their life they have little in terms of like space and actually what they need, and I'm really drawn to that, like nature and just like the really simple things, and just that person being so happy with that. And Kyle said to me, let me ask you something. You're drawn to that by your soul, but yet you have all of this expansive big stuff, you know? And then suddenly something clicked within me. And I knew, because I'd brought this up, that it was time for me to shed and start to scale down. Because so much of my focus has been on hitting a number and reaching this and an achievement and reaching these goals, and a lot of comparison to I'm not in the place that someone else is. And there's just so much like rushing with that, and so much anxiety that's created that on a subconscious level. And And so it was a huge shift that I actually made the decision with the direction of Kyle and the other people in the group to literally strip everything back, simplify everything, move out of this home, which I have two amazing roommates with who I'm going to continue to live with, but in a different location, and do the flip opposite of what I've been shooting for. And that's scary. It's scary to achieve and grow and then always be looking up at the next thing that I can move towards and actually do the flip opposite. But I know in my soul, if I listen to my heart, I know that it's what I need. And it's not that I don't want to make $1 billion. It's that I don't want to be focused on making $1 billion to make $1 billion. And it's almost like, and I did this in a post, it's like I'm laying back on in the ocean and I'm surrendering and the water is just going to flow back out and I'm going to be laying on the sand. And then when the water wants to come up and rise me up again, it's going to do that naturally. And since I made this decision to move out, and since I'd made this decision now to start to give things away, like I just posted on Facebook this week, giving away one of my Tag watches, which is worth $3,000, and just like giving stuff and donating stuff and selling things, I've never felt so free. I have never felt so relaxed. I have never felt such an empowering feeling of non-comparison. And now, actually, it's funny because I look at things on Facebook and it feels odd to me. It feels like this is like anything that's too markety or too talking about numbers. It's like the flip opposite of how I was being. And I was so energetically drained afterwards. And I apologize for not doing the show last week, but my body was going through integration. You know, we talk about transformation and we talk about when life is like alters so that it's not the same ever again. I can honestly say that this shift that has happened recently has put life into a whole new perspective. Again, I've been so relaxed. I've been so calm. I've felt so much self-love for myself. And just with a knowing that I don't need to know what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just being so present in this moment. And also what I can say is that I've been so grounded. And what I want to do is really help and inspire other entrepreneurs to potentially look at that for themselves. Now, I'm not saying that having a Ferrari is wrong. I'm not saying that having a 3-acre property with all the bells and whistles is wrong. It's just for me, with where I am in my life right now, I know it's not what makes me happy. I know that for me, it's about connection. I know for me, it's about going out and having fun. I know for me, it's about experiences, things that cost little but have high impact. I know for me that I don't need to have a life with so many elaborate things, which is based on what other people are going to see that I have that really doesn't matter. And just like Jim Carrey and his quote, which is, you know, I had to reach all of that fame and acquire all of those things to realize that it's not actually what I wanted. I feel like I've reached that point. But I also want to say that I don't know that when I strip down and when I do this opposite lifestyle now and minimalistic, if that's what you want to call it, that I'm not going to want to get a yacht in the future. But I don't need to know. I don't need to know what I'm going to desire moving forward. And I think that's the thing I want to share, which is it was all of the pressure on me needing to know what I wanted next and why did I want that? And you know, what were those things for? And just the relaxation and the peace from just allowing and not having that pressure is such an amazing feeling. So I didn't know that this show would take this type of turn in the time since I recorded the first episode. And that's what I feel is fascinating. Because if you listen to that inner voice and you invest in yourself and you move towards the people that you gravitate towards, you know, just like, you know, me with Kyle or whoever it is for you, like, all I can say to you is, like, mentorship and coaching and, like, going towards those who resonate with you is so key. And it's not, but here's also what I want to say. You know, I've had so many different mentors, but I don't want to be my mentor. I want them to guide me to what fits, and then I can drop the things that don't. I just have to listen to myself. And so what I want to share with you is just listen to that inner voice more so. And that's why meditation is so important, because when you slow down and when you meditate and when you spend time in silence, you're allowing yourself to listen to that inner voice, which has a clear signal. You know, if you've ever been in a shower and then suddenly, boom, you get this idea. It's like it comes from somewhere because you're relaxed. And then suddenly you get like this download and this information. The world, there's so much wisdom that's provided from the universe. And also I want to say this, which is, and this is actually a recent download that I got too, which was, I believe like the earth is rotating, right? And it's like the universe is delivering to us everything that we want when we're relaxed and when we're creative. We get ideas, we get these downloads, like things are in flow when we're relaxed. And it's almost like if you imagine like the a globe revolving, and as it's revolving, you know, every time you think about something, you're manifesting it, you desire something, and suddenly an opportunity comes your way. And I feel like the moment we get tense, the moment we go into judgment of others, the moment we put pressure on ourselves, it's almost like that globe just stops and the universe stops delivering. And I've spent so much of my life in tension, and that tension didn't bring me what I desire. And now what I find is, and it's only been like a week and a half, but as I'm more relaxed, like more opportunities are coming my way. You know, the people who are aligned with me and the message that I'm sharing, and it's coming and flowing through, and people have said, like, you seem more grounded and you seem more soft and you seem more relaxed. You know, who wants to be tight? Who wants to be like, have anxiety all the time? Who wants to have that underlying pressure where there's so much pressure? And all of that pressure, if you have that anxiety, if you have that stress, then other people are going to feel that from you. I so many times when I've, you know, tried to interact with people and tried to be present, but I've not been there because I've been in my head thinking about other things and all this pressure of needing to be someone for someone else, instead of listening to my heart of what Simon wants. And now I feel like the Simon who was bullied, the Simon who didn't have self-love, the Simon who didn't feel good enough and needed to self-sabotage, I feel like he's finally back. I feel like he's finally here. He's fully present, and he's able to speak to you coming from this authentic place, not through a need for anything, but just through a need for you to understand that you can have that you can have this place too, more so than if you're not feeling it a lot of the time. And I know for some of you, you're listening to this and life is a challenge and you do have things going on where it's stressful and it's painful and you've got life events happening, and those things are going to happen to all of us, and I'm going to experience them. But the more that we can spend in surrender, and there's a great book called Letting Go, which I would highly recommend, which you can check out. It's got like a yellow cover. And it's from the same author as Power versus Force. But this is really about, you know, raising consciousness. And someone said to me the other day, they posted on a Facebook thread. And they said, well, Simon, I feel like it's different for you because, you know, you've achieved all of that and you've got all of that stuff. And I feel like I need to get there in order to know that I don't want it too. And here's what I'll say. I believe that I needed to go through the process of acquiring to be able to let go. But just like one of my clients said to me earlier, and we were in a discussion, sometimes we need someone else to give us permission to make the decision that we already know is there, that keeps on speaking to us. And it keeps on... There's that little voice of this isn't right. There's this little voice of and it keeps on just like prodding you and prodding you and prodding you. And it will keep on prodding you until someone else who you respect is able to look at what you've got going on and saying, why don't you just make this decision to change your life? And I feel that's what Carl Cease was able to help me facilitate in a faster period than doing it on my own. And so I just want to wrap up with that today. Say a massive thanks to Carl Cease. He's agreed to be on the show in the future, and I'm so excited by what he's doing with Evolving Out Loud in his event. And check out, again, his stuff, carlcease.com. And again, I wanted to, you know, to share with you the stories and the real things that are happening. And it's, again, it's not that I don't want to be entrepreneur now. It's not that I'm stopping business. It's that the direction in what I'm and how I'm taking things is needing to evolve and match who I am and where I am in my life right now. And maybe for some of you, you might feel the same way. Maybe you've grown and maybe like your branding is off a bit and it doesn't really match you. And you think that, you know, you're thinking about throwing in the towel when actually you may just need to reposition things. Your message might need to change. You might need to update things to who you are as the entrepreneur with all the growth that you've had. And if you're listening to this show, I know that if it's not happening now to you, then if you are into growth and you continue to grow as a person and evolve, then things are going to start to get out of alignment, but you just need to listen to that inner voice. So hopefully you found that useful today, and thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you on another episode of the show. I'm really not sure how, you know, what twists and turns are going to come soon, but I do know that I'll share the stories with you, that I'll do my best to, whether it's to just give you an insight, give you a different perspective that can help you evolve to the next level and grow and be the best person you can be. So have an amazing day. Think about a few things that you can be grateful for. And think about this. What is something that you can shed and let go of? Maybe it's something that you don't use. Maybe it's just something energetically. Just go around your house and feel like, does this feel good? Is this just lingering, or just should I give it away or let it go? Think about what you can declutter. And send me a message, send me a DM, whether it's a Facebook message, on Instagram, any of the social media channels, on SoundCloud, or maybe a comment on iTunes, and let me know what you decided to shed and let go of. I'd be fascinated to know. Maybe it's a disempowering relationship. Maybe it's an item. Maybe it's just a belief that you have. Just one thing. Just pick one thing and see how that changes your life. This is Simon Lovell on The Simon Lovell Show. I'll speak to you very soon.
Thank you so much for listening to that episode of The Simon Lovell Show. Now, if you enjoyed that episode, please head to iTunes, also SoundCloud, or any other platform and give a review. I read all of the comments. I would love your stories, your feedback. It is so important to me. Also, head to simonlovell.com for more information, more blog content, and connect with me on social media. I will see you in another episode of the show. Take it easy. Have a fantastic day.